from the mouth of Manalo, the beginning of the parak, they asked the kasha that if it's hasha the shlucho, the kaddish bo the boy, and the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yosef, mitzvah Yosef the shlucho. So Safat and Shlita spoke about it last week. I wanted to just be Moshef a bit on this topic. First of all, just to point out, Safat and Shlita mentioned, but I just wanted to point out, the Gemara calls Kiddush a mitzvah, Ferush a Gemara by us. So that goes well with the Rambam that holds, you know, the Kuchen Eru mitzvah, that Kiddush is an independent mitzvah. You could have 80-year-old man, 80-year-old woman get married. It's a mitzvah kedushin, and the Rambam and the Rosh and Ksubis hold it's not a mitzvah. So, l'chura, the Gemara is calling it a mitzvah. How does the Rosh square with the Gemara? So, there's another Gemara in Shas in Moikotan on Yechesim days that says the Ferish Erisim is not a mitzvah. So, the Rosh has that Gemara to be backed up on. And then there's a Gemara Lamed, Vavim Beis and Beya. You have to figure out how to read the Gemara according to Rambam the Rosh, whether kedushin is labeled as a mitzvah. But nonetheless, the Gemara has this klal, mitzvah yosef b'shlucho, and you have to understand it in the context of this machlokes Rambam Rosh, because according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of mitzvah yosef b'shlucho, this din, is pashup shad said by a mitzvah, and you don't have any Gemara saying that it applies to a hechsher mitzvah. Whereas according to the Rosh who holds kedush is a hechsher mitzvah peruvu. The Gemara is saying the Feirish that Mitzvah Yosef B'Shlucho works on a Hechsher Mitzvah. And this is really the Rosh L'Shitasso. The Mechaber in Simen Tav Samach and Siv Beis in Hilchos Pesach quotes, HaRosh Haya Mishtabel V'Matzis Mitzvah V'Oymed Asiyasa Mezariz Ha'oskin V'Hem Messiah Ba'arikosan V'Chein Ra'ui L'Chol Adam Lasos L'Tapel Hu Ba'atzmo B'Mitzvah. The Rosh used to try to watch the matzah's mitzvahs and be involved as much as possible. And you see the Rosh is Lishitaso and the Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham, it's based on the principle of mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho. And it could be that the marker might be of this concept that mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho applies to a hechsher mitzvah, might be the Gemara in Pesachim and Kufi Dalam Beis that says that Lechemoni that the man should be involved in the mitzvah, and the nitziv is where Safat Yishtuda mentioned that the nitziv has in the shultus that mitzvah Yosef Yishlucho applies to hechsher mitzvah that's mefurish b'kra. But how do you know that such a concept exists? Maybe Lechemoni is goof for the marker, the bininav, for that particular concept that we find, because it says Chagasukas Tasalacha, Shmartim is a matzos, it says Shmartim too. It says, you know, Ve'echinu by Kavod Shabbos. So when a tziv claims anything that's a mefurish b'kra, we say the principle of mitzvah yosher b'shlucho. So maybe one could suggest that this machlokes might depend upon the tamim as to why there is a concept of mitzvah yosher b'shlucho. Rashi writes here that it's an issue of mekabel schar. Mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho, dechi asik gufo b'mitzvahs, or b'mitzvah in the kabbal schar tfei. We know there's a principle of food tzara agra, and the more effort you put into a mitzvah, the more schar you're going to get. So Rashi holds that that's the nature of mitzvah. We have concept like that. The Gemara has a Menachos on Dav Zayin and Aleph that Avimi forgot a certain Gemara, and he went to Rav Chista to have the remind him of the Gemara in Menachos. There was a din in Hilchos Menachos, and the Gemara asks, why didn't he have Rav Chisda come to him? So the Gemara says, Mistaya Milsa. So Rashi teaches, what that means is Mistaya Milsa, Mishum Yagati Matzati. In other words, he wanted to make the effort to try to remember, and the more effort you put in, the more schar you have. The Gemara has him above Mitzia on Pei Vavim Beis. The Gemara says that Amar Vino Marav, Kol Masha, Asa Avram Vino Lamalachi Asharis, Ba'atzmo, anything you did, the Achnasa Sorchim himself, HaKadosh Baruch, Asa HaKadosh Baruch Labanav, Ba'atzmo, Kol Masha, Asa Avram Vino Ayidei Shliach, Asa HaKadosh Baruch Labanav Ayidei Shliach, Vel Aratz, Abakar, you know, Vel Abakar Ratz Avram, that, you know, is putting the food on the table is Achnasa Sorchim, but running to Shechte Anol, that's a Hechsher. But you see that the more effort you put in, the more scar there is. So these two Gemaras, I think, show the marker of this concept of, you know, trying the best he can. And it's where your Super Shluch is more of a din, is a din in scarring, getting scar. They say from the Gon, I never saw it inside, but they say from the Gon, the Gemara has in the end of the first parak, that scar b'hayal maleka. But if you do hachana, hechsher mitzvah, they say from the Gon that the Eibusher rewards you in this world. So that's the approach Poshup Shah Rashi takes in this klal, whereas the Rambam holds not that way, at least according to the Tfuah Shor and the Brisker Rav. The Tfuah Shor and the Brisker Rav say it's a concept of being mechabed, someone in being mechabed the mitzvah. It's a notion of a shachaf, a kasa, a shkita, kisa. Whoever does a shkita should do the kisui adam, but the Tfuah Shor says we find many times that the shoch is mechabed someone to do kisui adam. And that's an issue of kavod, because if the person's greater than you, it's a big kavod to have the mitzvah done by someone else. It's not a laziness to the mitzvah, you're showing covetousness. It's a notion of being mechabed a mitzvah. The Gemara has, the Tfuah Shor quotes, he says, quotes a marker, but as many people have a minig to have their Rebbe put up the mezuzah in their home. The Gemara says in Menachas Alam Gimel Amud Aleph that Rav Nachman, the Reish Galusa, was mechabed Rav Nachman to put up the mezuzah in his home because he wanted to be mechabed. It's a greater covet to the mitzvah. Is Adam Koshev does the mitzvah. It's a tremendous, tremendous concept to be mechabed the mitzvah, and that's where that minig olam comes from. This concept, mitzvah Yosef Yishlucho. So there's a say from Atike Shmua, collection of quotes of Chidushim from the Brisker Rav, from Beis Brisk, and I heard this in the name of the Brisker Rav, but it's written in the Sefer from Atike Shmua that the Rambam, if you look at the Rambam on Shabbos, Perek Lama, the Rambam never says the word mitzvah Yosef Yishlucho. Doesn't say it at all. And the way the Brisker Rav wanted to learn is that Kavod Shabbos is symbolic of a mitzvah that you are supposed to mechabed. Kavod Shabbos is to be mechabed Shabbos. It's a mitzvah of kavod to be mechabed Shabbos. And you learn from there that there's mitzvahs that you are supposed to show honor to. So that is the root and the shorish the Brisker Rav learns for the Rambam, for the concept of mitzvah Yosef Yishlucho. I mean, that's why he doesn't really mention the phrase of mitzvah Yosef Yishlucho there, because the concept the Gemara makes of Sushtof Dochel Shabbos is to demonstrate this notion that Kavod Shabbos is such a mitzvah that you're supposed to be mechaved, and therefore what's born from that, what is given from that is this concept of mitzvah Yosef Yishlucho. And that's where the Brisker Rav learns the Pshat in the Gemara. Too sure, really, is learning Pshat in the Gemara like that as well. And that's how they learn the mitzvah. So what you see is this different approach to the nature of mitzvah Yosef Yishlucho is that it's a notion to be mechaved the mitzvah. So maybe you could plug it in and say like this. Anytime someone builds a sukkah, you don't put your hat and jacket on and a tie on. There's no notion of mechabed that the hechsher mitzvah. The notion is mechabed the mitzvah itself, but not the hechsher mitzvah. But if you hold that it's an issue of getting schar and working and exerting effort, then in a chanami, it should apply just as well to the steps before the hechsher mitzvah. You're putting in all the kochos in order to do that. It could be also as well. So those are the two approaches, maybe you could say, and maybe it's totally on the ta'amin of what the concept of mitzvah bo yosh v'shlucho is all about. Could also be that maybe within the Rambam, maybe one can dingzach on the Tfuah Shor and the Brisker Rav's pshad in the Rambam. In the Mishabrura, once in the Bir Halacha and once in Shartzin, is Ma'orer, two different kashas. The first kasha in the Bir Halacha, he quotes from the Chavis Yoyer, and that is that we know that Zokin Venin and Fukfodo, there is a din that a Chacham's potter from a Shavas Aveda, it's not the Kovedik, the Gemara has a Bometzia, and the Rosh says it's also for him to be Machmer and Mazal of the Kfoida. The Rambam happens to argue and says he has a Heter too. We discussed that once about Midas, about Lithnim Yeshur Sadin, but the Chavis Yoyer is bothered by Pshat and the Gemara. How could they do this? How could the Amoraim do this? Isn't it a problem? Zokin Venin and Fik Foto. So, Lemaisa, that's what the Rambam's coming to answer that. No, the nature of the mitzvah is such that it's totally in the goof. You have to get dirty. It's kind of like Chumas HaDeshu for the Kohen Gadol. You have to get dirty to fulfill this mitzvah. to be able to salt the fish and, you know, macher creation. And therefore, since the nature of the mitzvah is such that it's begufo, you're not being mezalzel b'kavod at all. Now, don't be bothered by the fact that, oh, if it's a mitzvah beguf, there's no shlichus. Famous Tosis Rid, I hope everyone saw on the mouth of days, that a mitzvah should beguf on tefillin, there is no shlichus. So, the Maracho Zeruah, Rabbi Chanan quotes a Maracho Zeruah that we assume there's two types of mitzvah should beguf. Hanachas tefillin is on my arm. It's got to be a mice on my arm. That's there's no shlichus to. But there are mitzvahs that are totally b'shlichus, like Micah, Mezuzah, and Kovet Shabbos, we focus on the totsah. Did the job get done? Which is nitan b'shlichus? Even though it is a mitzvah shebeguf at the same time, but it's a different type of mitzvah shebeguf that is nitan b'shlichus. And it could very well be. That's maybe what the Rambam's coming to forever. If you look at that Rambam, it says in Perek Lamed there in Hilchos Shabbos, Afal Pi, he's coming to forever a kasha. He's bothered by maybe this kasha of the Chavis Yar. How could the Amoraim do this? And he answers because that's the din of Kovet. Not like the Brisker Rav and the Tfu Shor that are learning that's the root of the mitzvah of Kovet Shabbos. That's the root of mitzvah Bo Yosef B'Shlucho. No, the Rambam's trying to forever for a different kasha. So what we're suggesting is that the Brisker Rav and the two Ashurim Tran Rambam is maybe not Mukhruch. Maybe the Rambam holds there's a din, mitzvah Yosef B'Shlucho. What he was doing in that Rambam was trying to fret for the kasha. What do you do about Zaken Lein the Fig Photo? And even according to the Rambam, holds Zaken Lein the Fig Photo, he could be Machman himself, but the Lashon of the Rambam is Chayiv. It's Chayiv, Lashon is Chayiv. So maybe that's what the Rambam's trying to say. In this case, by Kovet Shabbos, you're Chayiv to do this. Not just you have a heter to go ahead and do it, but you have a Chiyuv. Biralocha says maybe the Ram didn't mean chayiv, but maybe that's what the Ram's coming to forever, not like the pshat of the Briskerov. That's one pshat. Another way to ding Zaki, you look in Shartzin had a different kasha. The Amoraim were always learning. How could they mevatel their learning? More says a boy caught in Adav Tesem at Aleph that, you know, you're not allowed to stop learning if someone else can help the elderly lady with the groceries. If there's no one else to help her, then you got to stop. And then he says, "Machshel l'mudo." So how could they stop the learning? The teretz is he gives two teretzim. One is because it's totally the goof. No one can do it. It's more of a mitzvah if you do it. That's the nature of the mitzvah. You yourself should do it. And it might not be necessarily need time to shlichus, but okay, maybe l'maisid might be like we just said, but nevertheless. It qualitatively, it's much better if you do it yourself. And then he gives a different terms that Kovet Shabbos is more chomer. But what I want to bring out is that the kasha that he was bothered by, the Chavis Yor was bothered by Zaken Flik Foto. What the Shartzian is bothered by is the issue of Talmud Torah. So what I'm saying is the Ram was trying to refer that kasha. He wasn't trying to say that the notion of mitzvah bo Yosef b'shlucho is a born out of this din of Kovet Shabbos that is a mitzvah that demonstrates of Kovet. The Ram had in mind b'chlal a different kasha and gans, either Zerkem Elik Foto or Talmud Torah. If that's the case, maybe you can dingzach on the Brisker Rav and the Tfu Shor. And how he learned up the Gemara. It could be, and maybe this is Rashi l'shitaso. If you look, you know, we're learning brachas in the morning, but the Taisa says in Sukkah, and Lama Chesabez, and Rashi says in brachas. You know, Rashi has a shita by Kedusha during the middle of Shmon Esrei. If the tzibur gets the Kedusha, you're supposed to stop and listen. So Taisa asks Anna, but you're supposed to make a cheshbon. Can you finish by Mo? You know, by Kedusha or Modim, there's all the Gemara has a whole cheshbon. If you, what do you need the cheshbon for? If according to Rashi, you could just stop and listen, Shomei Kona, what's the big deal? That's Taisa's kasha on Rashi. So Taisa in Sukkah, Alam Echesim Ebe, says the following terrors. This is for Rashi. He says, Miu, Shema Afakav Shomei Kona, Mikomako, Ona Adif, Mitzvah Min Amufkar. Mitzvah Min Amufkar. And Taisa in Brachas, on Chafin Ebe, says, it's more Muhudr. So what I'm saying, that fits in Rashi well, then Mitzvah Yosef B'Shlucho, it's very much like that, to try to put an effort in. You know, it's if I say Kaddosh, 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 it's much, much more better, and I say it B'Kavon and B'Koram, it's much better than me just sitting back and listening. So in the same vein that Rashi says over here, by Mitzvah B'Yosef B'Shlucho, it's to be Osik, to get more Schar, and that, I think, that Tosfos, who's trying to fremfer for Rashi, fits in quite well. I do have to mention, if you look in the Sugya and Shabbos, Kufiyat Tes, where the Gemara goes through Amoraim, that also the same Gemara that were Mechabit Shabbos, Rashi has over there, one of the Amoraim, he says, it was much more Bekovetic when he himself, you know, was Mechabal Punim to the guests. So you get the impression from that Rashi that it's maybe a little bit more of an issue of kavod over there. That you can look up that Rashi there and that sugya there in Shabbos, but we're focusing on this Rashi with the Rashi Menachos, and those are the two Mahalchim Lamaisa that we want to develop. Based on this, maybe, you can refer to the Kasha of the Ran. The Ran has a famous Kasha here. The Gemara says, Mitzvah Ba Yosem Yishlucha. What kind of mitzvah does she have? Frek the Ran. So the Ran gives his teretz that she's Messiah of the husband in the mitzvah of Kedushin and Puravu. Maybe you could say like this. Maybe you could say that to Ferem for the Ran's Kasha is that, you know, and Rav Ron, so I actually spoke about it this morning, you know, there's a concept of Maisa Mitzvah and a Kiyum Mitzvah. And it could very well be Kiyum Mitzvah is who gets the schar, who gets the reward in Shemayim. But there's no doubt that the woman is involved in the Maisa Mitzvah. She's Makabel the Maos. So it could very well be, if you hold the whole lumbus of Mitzvah Yoshuchos, is Mechabe, you are Mechabe Lamaisa, you need the Mechabe the Mitzvah. And if you need the Mechabe the Mitzvah, it's much more kovadik that you do it than your Shlich does it. And she's involved in the Maisa Mitzvah. There's no Maisa Kiddush without the woman, she's not Mechabe Maos. If you're talking about the Kiyum, okay, she has no Kiyum. The Ran in the premise of the Kasha was assuming that it's Kiyum. But if you focus on your Mechabed people in the Maisa Mitzvah, then it could very well be that a woman is just involved as the man, and therefore maybe that would forem for the Ran's Kasha. So that's the first Mahalath, La Maisa, on Mitzvah Yosef and Shlucha. Yeah, go ahead. There's the root of Mitzvah Yosef Shlucha comes from a mitzvah where it entails kavod. Kavod Shabbos is to be mechabedit. So that is the way that the Skarag and the Shur of learning, that is the root of the cloud of Mitzvah Yosef Shlucha.
Saying the other Mahalik,
that
when he's talking about
kavod
Shabbos, he's not talking about Mitzvah
Yosef Shlucha. It's a loose comparison. So just a loose comparison, Lamaisa. Whatever reason it is, the bottom line is you should do it rather than the Shlucha. If it's Skarag, the Shushkov is very strong. The other one is just, you know, Just on the Totsah, who should do it or not. Better you or someone else. Okay. The Gemara Mem Aleph on the base, looking for the Mucker of Shlichus, and the Gemara tries to learn out from Truma. So, and the Gemara, Dingzach Sana, but the Gemara learns it out very clearly from there that Truma needs Shlichus. So the Rashba here, and Daf Mem Beis and Aleph, asks Akasha from the Gemara Nedarim. The Gemara Nedarim has a Shaila and Lamed Vav Mem Beis. Ibayelhu, Hatarim Mishal Chavero Tzarech Daito Olo. Mi Amin Kev Deschusu Lo, Lo Tzarech Das, Odilma Mitzvah Dilehu, Benichale Lamat and Miavde. The Gemara goes through a whole Shaila whether it is Schus, it's not a Schus. But you see clearly from this Gemara that the Poshup Shad in the Gemara is that, you know, Sarek Daito, is there a concept of Maisa? Do you need to have Das or do you need not to have Das? So the Gemara entertains the possibility that you don't need Shlichus. Gemara certainly is, and Gemara holds all people whether it's a Schus or not, but clearly the Gemara says, Lamaisa, do you need Shlichus or not? It's assuming you don't need Shlichus. And our Gemara says, Beferish, you need Shlichus. So the Rashba and then Beis Bav asks to steer between our Gemara and the Gemara Nedarim. So he quotes the Baal HaTosfos, who say that no problem at all. We have a principle of Shchiyah, which we learn, and then Beis and Aleph. And Shchiyah is mitam shlichus. That's the sheet of Rashi, Gittin, on Testament Beis. Tosfos says, Ksubas Yod Aleph and Aleph. That Shchiyah is mitam shlichus. We have an Anan Sahadi that if it's good for you, we know you would have appointed Shliach. So it's no steer in the Gemara. Our Gemara says you need Shlichus. The Gemara says in the Darim you need Shchi. You don't need Shlichus. Yes, Shchi flows from Shlichus. And it's not a problem at all. That's what the Rashba says. And then there's another Rashba. The Rashba in the Darim asks the same Kasha. And presumably, over here, he's assuming, like himself and the Ritva, who holds Shchi alav mitam Shlichus. And we know, you'll know this from the Shakta the Tarya, right? Simplest reading of the Gemara. When the Gemara pilpels with the pasuk of Nasi Achadim and Beizam and Aleph, first it says it's Shlichus, then the Gemara Dingzach on then and says Shchiyah, and then it Dingzach then goes to Apikropos. Poshup Shad is there are three distinct categories. simplest reading the Gemara is like the Rashi and the Ritva that see is lav b'kamshlich. The Ran here has a whole long arichis. If you didn't see, you should take a look. That after the Gemara gets to the Maskana, then it's apotropos. You go back and say, no, Schia is flows from Shlichas. They're not distinct categories. But whatever the case might be, the Rashba in the Dharm is asking, if you hold Schia Lavitam Shlichas, what do you do with the Gemara? So the Rashba says like this. The Rashba writes that when, in fact, I'm being Mafrish Truma from another guy, I definitely need Shlichas. Because I have no right to do that. You need bialis. So for me to have bialis, I have to be appointed a shliach. But for me to be mafresh truma on someone else, all I need is nichusa. I don't need formal shlichus. And that's how the Rashba wants to front for the kasha. So the Gemara has all pilgrims, is it a shlichus or not? But lemaisa, if I'm being mafresh from my own for someone else, that's what it is. Abela, Torah Mishalah Shachavero, says the Rashba, you don't need to have bialis. All you need is nichusa. And Reb Chaim Moses Zatzal Nachiezer's Masber this very beautifully. He says, you know, if I'm being mafresh for someone else, that's like kinyanin. You need bialis on that. But if I'm just putting a chalois, I'm taking from my own fruit on someone else's, then all I need is nichusa. That's Reb Chaim Moses Masber very beautifully, the Pshat L'maisa in the Rashba. And Reb Shmuel Rozovsky Zatzal points out a raya to this Rashba from a Taisim Bechairis. Toys working with Rabbeinu Tam Shita, the Lokeach, is part of Trumas and Mises. If you buy Trumas and Mises after the Meruach, after Gemar Malacha, you're part of Trumas and Mises. The Gemara has a case where you bought Truma from a Goy, and the Gemara says you could be touring from those fruit on your own fruit. We're working with the Tana that by a Goy-owned fruit, there's a din of Trumas and Mises. So Frek Toysis, how could that be? So Frek of Shmuel Rozovsky, that's what Toysis says. Toysis asked the Kasha, how could that be? So, Lamaisa, we know that a goy can't appoint any shlichus. That's Tosis Kasha. How could you? He asks on Rabbeinu Tam, you buy the fruit from the goy, lokech's potem chuvas maisim not terah. So, how can you have such a case? So, Tosis for emperors is that the goy is my friend, and the goy was mafresh to truma from his own fruit for me. That's how Tosis says how Rabbeinu Tam gets square with Gomar. Frederick Smurzovsky, a goy can't appoint shlichus. A goy can't have shlichus. We learn it from our Gemara by Truma. Right? A goy can't have any shlichus. So what's Pshat and Taisis? Zokim Shmuel Rozovsky, that's the Rashba. Because the goy is taking from his own stuff on someone else. You don't need shlichus for that. All you need is nichusa, and you have it. So he brings a raya lamaisa. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky brings a raya to that Rashba from Taisim Mechurish Yibbeis and Mibbeis. And then the Achiezer points out, Yushalmi as a Shaila, if you're walking on the street and you have fruit that fell off a tree of Hefker, and you have other fruit of Hefker on, can you be Mafresh Hefker on Hefker without being Kona and taking Bailas? So Yushalmi as a Bayit. But Reb Chaim Moser points out, if I want to take from my own fruit and Mafresh al Hefker, of course that's good. There's no problem in that because you don't need Bailas for that. I'm imposing a Chalois on it. When you want to take from your own, from someone else's stuff, then you need bialis. Then you have to be a formal shliach. So memeila, that's lemaisa. Let's just mention briefly lemaisa. You know the schia mitam shlichus or schia lav mitam shlichus. The big nafkamina of Shechter Shlita has in a sefer from the Rav Zatzal, and the Ksois has like that. That you know the Ramah has in Hilchos Trumas and Meisters that you could be mafresh, the Mishar Sessus can be mafresh Chala without the permission of the Balabasta. How can you do that? Zachin Me Adam. How can you do Zachin Me Adam? So it's totally on Nishal. If you hold Schimi Tam Shlichus, then Lomais, it's Anan and Sahadi, we know the Balabasta would have done it. That's fine. If you hold Schi Lami Tam Shlichus, it's working Mitam Yad, it's a Chalois on its own. And Lomais, Zachin Me Adam would not work. That's a very good Nafkamina that works out. Lamaisa between Schi Mitam Shlichus, Schi Lav Mitam Shlichus. If you take the approach of Schi Mitam Shlichus, is an Anan Sahadi. The Ksos says in Siman Kufay Sifkar Nalef that it's not Midin Anan Sahadi, it's Midin, the Torah decrees, the Torah is Mamana Shlich when it comes to Schi. And if you say it like that, then maybe you could Dingzach and say that maybe even in Zachim the Adam wouldn't work if you have that formulation. But if you have Rashi and Tosafot that it's an Anan Sahadi, Schi Adam would definitely work with a Zichim Yadu Amrina. That would be the Pashup Shat Lamaisa. Okay. So that's regarding the din of the Shia Bitam Shlicha. So we have two Shitas so far in the Rishonim. We have Tosros that you need Shlichas for Truma. Shia works Mitam Shlichas. And we have the Rashba that it depends. If you're mafresh from your own non, you don't need. But if you're mafresh from that from the other guy, you definitely need shlichus halacha l'maisa. But there's a third sheet in Rishonim. Third sheet is the Ramban and the Rambam. There is a Mishnah in Maseches Gittin that says Mishnah Mushlach Babor, and he's worried that he's going to die. His wife who left a Yibum. So he says, anyone, Kol Shemei Akolo, should write up a get and give the get to his wife. So Tosis asks there, the Ramban asks there, it's against the Gemara Nedarim where a guy is Mudar Hana, and the Gemara says that if you do Shlichus for the guy who's Mudar Hana, it's Aser. So Tosis says, Lamaisa, how do these two things work? Tosis and the Ramban ask the Kasha, how could it be? So Tosis gives two terutzim. One of the terutzim of Tosis is the following. When you say Hashem, Kol Hashemei Kolo, what you're saying is that's a real shlichus. In Gittin, it's a real shlichus. But by Truma, it's not considered to be a real shlichus. You say anyone who wants can go ahead and be mafresh the Truma. Anyone who wants can be mafresh the Truma. That's the lashon of Tosis. So Tosis machalik, and he says that Kol Hashemei Kolo is a real shlichus. But anyone who wants is not considered to be a real shlichus, and that's good for Truma. Anyone who wants to do it can do it, but that's not real shlichus. Let me read you the Ramban, who adopts this Teretz of Tosis. It's an amazing Ramban. It's in Gittin and Daf, Samech Vav Amar Al. Zok the Ramban. The Ramban says, Ramban says like this. He says, V'ikid ha-kashe, ha-detanam ben-edarin, per-kein ben-amudar, ha-no mechaver, ha-torm lo chumaso, But Zakhtar Ramban, you don't need shlichus by truma. All it needs is a nichusim. It's a pella. The Ron asks on the Ramban, how can you say truma you don't need shlichus? Against our Gemara. Gemara wants to use it, you learn it as a mucker. That truma should be a bin and out for shlichus. The Ramban saying, black and white, you don't need shlichus. Truth is, the Rambam at Perek Dalet, you look in Perek Dalet, because trumas, starts off the Perek that there's shlichus, and then in Halacha Gibel, he says, this case of no sin rishus, and he doesn't breathe a word of shlichus. It happens to be against the Gemara Bometziah, because Gemara says hachamai skin and shavi shlich, but you have to front for that Gemara Bometziah. But the bottom line is the Rambam and the Halacha Dal is not talking about shlichus at all. So both the Rambam and the Ramban have the shita that unbelievably are saying that you don't need shlichus for truma. It's mamish against our Gemara. The Ron's kasha on the Ramban, which is also we're saying is on the Rambam. So maybe we could suggest two mahalchim to front for this kasha. The first I saw in Rav Gusman in the Kuntra Shirim in Bab Metziah, he wants to say the following. You know, there are two parts to Truvas and Maisus. There is the Hafrasha, and then there's the Sina, which is fulfillment of the mitzvah. There is a Hafrasha, and there's a mitzvah. And it could very well be, the Taz actually has a line, that even if you're not going to eat the fruits and vegetables, there's a mitzvah Hafrasha. Even without getting into the Sina. But the bottom line is, focus, that's a separate shear to talk about a frosh and a sina, but let's say there's a frosh and then there's a mitzvah. So it could very well be that that's exactly what's going on here. The Ramban and the Rambam are saying to have the chalos hafrosha, that you don't need shlichus for. All you need is nechusa. And kola rotza litrom vitorim is fine. That announcement is fine. I didn't appoint a shlich, so what? As long as you're allowing it, it's fine. But would you get your mitzvah in that case? No. To fulfill the mitzvah of Afrosh Shumas and Maisis, that you need shlichus for. To fulfill the mitzvah, that's what you need shlichus for. And the Meila, that's what the Ram and the Ramban are holding, the Maisa. Of course, there could be nichus is enough for Truma. I, Argomar was saying that shlichus is needed by Truma to fulfill the mitzvah, to get the kiyum, to get the points in Shemayim. That you need shlichus for. If that's the case, maybe you could forever. Kedinzach on the Rashba. Rashba has a raya from a Gemara in Chulin and Yudbezim and Aleph that you need shlichus by Truma. The Gemara has a case where it says, "Boy, Menei Rav Dimi, Bar Yosef Mir of Nachman Omer Shluchot Seve Shchot Halachu Matzah Shchot Mal. Then the Gemara has the case about Truma. What after you appointed you mafresh your Truma, you tell the Shluchot mafresh your Truma, and you find, you go and you see that it's Tarim. Gemara says you can't eat it because maybe someone else did the Hafrash's Truma. How do you know? Maybe someone else overheard you making an appointment. It wasn't the Shliach. Rashba says you need Shlichus from that Gemara. No, maybe the Pshat is the following. Maybe there's two tracks in a sense. Not two tracks, but what I'm saying is that when I appoint a Shliach, I want to do the mitzvah. I don't want anyone else to do it. And if someone else did it, that's not going to be good. It's not going to be chal. In a Hanami, there could be a situation where I do Nichus and that's enough. But for me to fulfill the mitzvah, I need to formally memana the person, and that guy has to do it. So memela, you could maybe reject that raya of the Rashba based on that Kiddush. But lemaisa, the first malach that Rav Guzman is saying, that we're saying from Rav Guzman, is that in a chanami there is shlichus, but the shlichus to accomplish the mitzvah. But a chalais afrasha with nechusa certainly would suffice. Like it says, kola rotza yitron, go ahead and do it. That's not a formal meaning. Like kola shomea kolo, that should write up a get for his wife. That's a formal meaning. That's the first mahalach. Second mahalach, maybe the for emperor. If you look in the Rama and Perek Dalet, actually look in the Mari Kurkis, Perek Dalet Nechus Trumas, he says there's two tracks. What do you mean he says there's two tracks? He says, Lamaisa, that it's very possible to say that Lamaisa, you can make a shliach, and then there's another track that you don't need to what? You don't need to really make a shliach at all. You don't really need to make a shliach at all. And the pastus is, that's pshat in our taisis and mem alpha and base. Right? Taisis bothered by the kasha on the top there. What do you do with klachetz or yafas? And what do you do with pichas or asara, trumas or truma? What's the difference? When you appoint a shliach, what you're saying is the following. When you appoint a shliach, the shliach can say back to the Baal Bas, listen, you have appointed me a shliach. If it's reasonable what I'm going to do, you have to go with it. What was this lashon? Aval hachi yeshar ben meyam darkan lichrom dayin yaf and matzalemer lahachi. Lahachi amadaticha. This is the shliach saying, I touched you up when you appointed me. Ubatalta daita chetzel daiti. Lamashem radich. You, Mr. Mishaleach. You were mavata your das to me when you appointed me. And therefore, if it's pikias asar or hovs asar, that's good. That's good, because that's the track of shlichus. But in the case of klachetz or yafas, you know, where you're, you know, you need my nichusa, then lamaisa, that's not good at all. Lamaisa, you need to have the guy's nichusa. So what the Rebbe Korkus wants to say is that there are two tracks. There's a track of what? Having a truma being done with one, in the case of klachetz or yafas, and you have to be on the right page with that guy for that. And then there's the concept of appointing a shliach, where you have that. You have this concept of batalta dake itzultati lamashem adatika. And therefore, the shliach is, as long as it's reasonable, a little bit off, then the shliach is a schal, the truma is schal, because that's considered to be that track. And the Gemara, by us, is focusing on when you formally appointed the shliach. But lamaisa, it's not to deny the fact that you can have a track of truma, a track of lamdus and truma that's totally just on what? Just totally on nichusa. And this is what the Rimi Korkis says, and that's why the Ram there in the Halacha Gimel doesn't mention at all this concept of shlichus, none whatsoever, in this chiddush. Okay, that's the second mahalach wanted to say to frame for that Rambam and the Ramban. So it turns out that there are three shitas lamaisa in this concept of shlichus by truma. Okay, let's finish up now. Third mahalach on Ein Shlichus Dvar Aveira. The Gemara. It's very, very fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says, you know, Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud Mishomim, for Ein Shliach LeDavar Aveira. Right, the Gemara has the same lashon in Sanhedrin, on Chof Tesem and Aleph, by Ein Ton LeMesis, by the Nachash Kadmonim. There's a Yad Ramah there that says that you need the guy to make the taina. You need the Shliach to actually say, you need the Mishalech actually to say, to get off the hook, he needs to actually make the tain. It's a collector's item. You're looking at Yad Ramah and some Hedrich of Testament base. But, okay, whatever it is, the Gemara has this Svara, and there's a big machlokes in the Rishonim as to whether, what is the Svara for Ein Shliach LeDavar Aveira. Rashi, you know, in Rashi, in Baba Kama, Vayasan and Gimel after Maskul Amand Amar, Rashi Baba Kama now from Beis Maskul and Shnitl of Aravera, always goes with Divrei Rav Dira Tama Bishonim. However, the Ritva and the Shach and Ksos Paskin like this Ritva, he claims that that's most of the time. But the bottom line is, it's exerts a kasuv. It's either from Shchutei Chutz or Shnei Ksuvim and Boyin Kerech Malanda. We'll put that together. That's considered to all be exerts a kasuv. And it's very interesting that the sugi is so, there's no communication. Like you go with Divrei Rav Dira Tama, and then all of a sudden there's a shift to exerts a kasuv. Is exerts a kasuv enough, or do you need this for Divrei Rav Tama, Divrei Tom Nishomen? But Lamaisa, there are two approaches as to the Makor HaDin, and as I said, the Shachin Ksos Paskin, like the Ritva, that it's exerts a kasuv. And I want to just mention the Poshup Shana Divrei Rav Dira Tama Nishomen is the Smar and Kuf Pei Beis and the Ksos that say the Mishnah said, I didn't think he'd listen to me. I'm asking him to do an Avera, so it's felt in the Minui. The Minui is felt in me. It's not a serious Minui, so it never got off the ground. The truth is, it's in Rishon, in place of Rosh, but Metzir Yudim Beis has like this, the Rosh Mishatz has like this, so it's the Rishonim have this Svara as well, and the Ksos and the Shach go according to that Mahalach. There is a Rabbi Kivager in Bava Metzia on Yudim Beis that has a Chiddush, but we're not going to go with it. But he basically says that Divrei Rav Dira Tama Nishomen means that the Torah was not Mechadesh Shlichus by Averus. The Torah was not Mechadesh Shlichus by Averus. Just like the Torah is not Mechadesh it by Guf with that Tais Srid, it's not Mechadesh by Averus. Like the Torah, if it's Usher for you to do, the Torah didn't give you the ability to Mechadesh Shlichus. Okay, but that's what Divrei Rav Dira Tama means. That Abishur says it's who gives it, you don't have the right to point shlichus. That's a different, little bit of a different mahalach. But let's go with the first approach of Lo Yishmoli against the Xeris Akosov. So I want to mention a bunch of nafkaminas that emerge from these two reasons. And let's begin with that. The Ramah quotes a Tashbeit in Shimon Shinpeches that says that if the guy's a mumer to shlich, you know he's going to do it, so you say yesh shlich ledavar aveira. You say beferish yesh shlich ledavar aveira. But if you hold this based on exerus akosov, you still would say ain shlich ledavar aveira. So that's one very good nafkamina. Obviously, Tosis here on the daf here points out shogeg is a good nafkamina. If you hold divrei rav, what do you mean? He doesn't know it's usher, so you send the aveira back to the mishlech yesh shlich ledavar aveira. If you hold exerus akosov, even if the shlich shogeg, you could still say ain shlich ledavar aveira. That's why Tais has to make an ukimta on the Mila case, right? That the Mila is always b'shogeg, so he has to work on the case that the shliach will be mezid and shalach will be shogeg. But that's one very good nafkamina. Another nafkamina is Piskei Tshuva quotes in Hilchos Ribbis in Simin Kuf Samech Sifkat Tet Zayin. If you have an anas, if you have a tough guy, like a gangster, a shalach, that's going to force the shliach, you know the shliach is going to listen to him because he's a gangster. So the Knesset HaGdolah says, you say, yesh shliach levar aveira, and the Shara Melech argues and says, ain shliach levar aveira. Again, if you hold it based on the Svar of Divrei Rav, if he's a gangster, you know he's going to listen. So you hold yesh shliach levar aveira. If you hold the a kassel like a Shara Melech, then you say, ain shliach levar aveira. Another nafkamin would be the Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Rot Sicha, Perek Beis, Olach Beis, as a Sofeg, by an Avera Derabanan, you say in Shlich Levar Avera. Bechura fits in quite well. If you hold that you don't think he's going to listen to me, I don't think he'll listen to me on Avera Derabanan either. But if you hold this Jezakasav is only talking about, Averas that are Diraisa. Averas that are Derabanan, maybe there is Shlichus on such an Avera. So that would be another nafkamina. But the nafkamina I wanted to get to now is the following, and that is the Gemara Bava Metzia has a whole pilpul. We don't have to get into the details. Machleis Rav Sam Ravina, you have to be a Bar Chiyuva, it's Yiboy Abi Yiboy Lovit. The Gemara has a case where a Kohen is Mekadesh, a Grusha, and the Yisrael is the Shliach that does the Kedushin. So Tyson is bothered by there in Bava Metzia, says, I don't understand what's going on here. The bottom line is that the Mishalech is not doing the, what involvement is he in the Aveira? He's not over the Aveira until he does Biyah. The shliach is doing the Kesser Shtar, the Maisa Kedushin. So what does after germane the ancient shliach levar aveira? The aveira is not done until the kohen is bowler. That's Taisus Kasha there. So Taisus gives a teretz that says when he's bowler, then the mafrei you're over, be in also the Maisa Kedushin. So the mafrei it'll chapa nachdim. Then Tais says an amazing chiddush in the second teretz, and he says ein shlichus l'arveira means the shlichus is not chal. It's not chal at all. So you have 2 days in Taisus. Whatever you have this din of ancient of the Maravera is the Shlichus Chal. First day is saying it's Chal, and the second day is saying it's not Chal. That's an amazing, amazing machlaikis. Tremendous, tremendous machlaikis. Bechura, you can plug it in very nicely. If you hold Dibra Talmud from its felt in the Minui, then it's not Chal. If you hold the Sigur's Akasim, at least it gives you the ability to say maybe it is Chal, but the Avera doesn't go back to the Mishalech. And if that's the case, there are some fascinating nafkamini, one or two that's mentioned, that come from this concept of ancient Shlichus L'Avera. There's an amazing Ramah in Hilchos Ribbis there in Kuf Samech. It's from a Talmud of Rashi, the Mordechai quotes. Basically, it says Rashi could never have said it. It's a mistake. A Talmud Torah wrote it. But the Ramah has it, where if Reuven wants to borrow money from Levi, he sends Shimon to get the money, but it's through Shimon. So we say ancient Shlichus L'Avera, and they set up Ribbis Ketutza. But since it's ancient Levera, it's not Chal. So it's not a Hava. So it's like you got the money through a Matana, whatever it is. And you can skirt the whole problem of Ribbis in that way. So the Taz says it's crazy. It's not ancient Levera. It gets you out of Karis, Malkus, but it's still Chal. So the Shachin in Kruzkev says, no, this Ramah is based on that second day in Taisus. That the whole Shlichus is not Chal. So it's not called a Hava. The Mela is rubbed in Ribbis. You know, one of the tainis on the Heter Mechira, you know, the Netziv has this, is giving it to the Arabs. You're not allowed to give them Chaniya Bekarka. That's one of the tainis. And the Chazon Ish adds on, the Netziv writes, you know, it says, Baruch Midovu, Baruch Mi Ari Upaga Bidov. You know, you try to get out of the Shvi's Bisman Zeh, which is only the Rabbanan, you end up doing Nishid Rice by selling Karka to the Arabs. That's the famous Netziv has that comment. So Chazon Ish adds on and he says, you know what? They think that it's Chal. There's one guy that represents and sells it to one Arab for everyone. Ein Shlich Levar Avera. Second day in Tais, it's not Chal. So it's not even Chal. So I'm not here to defend the Heter Mechir at all. But maybe one could respond to the time of the Chazon Ish. Believe me, that guy that does the Shlichus either thinks he's right up again, or maybe he's not even from, maybe he's a Mummer. He's a Shogeg. And what do we say by that? By Shogeg, we say what? We say that it is going to be what? If the guy is Shogeg, it is Chal. It is Chal. It's only Chal when it's Shogeg. You don't like Tyson. You don't get Shlichus from our Vera. So maybe you could respond to the time of the Chazon Ish like that. But whatever the case might be, you know, there's what we want to bring out here is that there, and the Chassam Sofer really writes this in one line in the Tshuvas. There's, like I said, there's no communication, the Havim and the Maskana, but each one is mashlim the other. Whatever coolas you'll have with the Svar of Divya Rav, the Pusik will accomplish Lamaisa. The Pusik will accomplish, let's say, for Shogit. You'll say Yeshli of Arveh is the Svar, but the Pusik will still say Yeshli of Arveh. And what you know, what one accomplishes, the other one is mashlim. And the Chassam Sofer says that the Feirush in the Tshuvas. He says one is the other, and it could very well be one complements the other. These two reasons. You have all these nafkaminis. Let's say I wrote them out how they're mashlim. Let's say you have this a svara. Let's say a mumar. If you hold the svara, you'll hold yesh. If you hold the pasuk, ain. Right? If you hold the anas guy, the gangster, you'll say yesh li dvar ver. If you hold the pasuk, ain. If you hold the ver de rabbanan, the svar, it's ain, and you hold the pasuk, it'll be yesh. And as to whether it's chal or not, the svar is not chal, the pasuk is chal. So, and you have ribbis, it's not chal, if you hold the pasuk, it's chal. Each one is going to be mashlim the other, and that's what the Chassam Sofer writes. If the shlich's mazid, what's going to happen? If the shlich's mazid, Lamaisa, and he knows about it, you know, fine, that's ancient of the Varavera. But if it's Bishogeg, and you're working with the Svar, it shouldn't be Chal. So that's what comes out. And we just want to close, what's the Rambam hold about this? So Mishnah Melech has that the Rambam holds like the second day in Taisus, that the Shlichus is not Chal when you say ancient of Varavera. Where's the Rambam? Pirat Gimel Lach above the Sganeva. You ask, we know the Gemara says above a comma, in Merubah, Dalet and Hay, we know is one of the exceptions, the Yeshiva Tavar Aveira. What happens if he goes out and shechs on Shabbos? So the Rambam says, the Shliach Stav Misa, because he did Shechit on Shabbos, and the Mishalei is Chayav Arba V'Hay. Why did Rambam not say a Pashat case where he told the guy to Shechter on Shabbos? Rambam writes as if the guy went and Shechter Azon on Shabbos. You know why? Because if he told him to do two things, that would be Ein Shlich Levar Aver Al Shabbos, and the whole thing wouldn't be Chal, and he wouldn't be Chayav Arba Vehe. That's why the Mishnah Rebbe. Mishnah Rebbe says the Rambam holds it the second day in Taisus. And he points out a Rambam in Hilchos Me'ilah. In Hilchos Me'ilah it says, Befeirish, that if you... We know Yish Me'ilah is Yesh Shlich Levar Aver. What happens if it's Basar Ola? So you're over two Isurim there. Rambam has a line that we hold Yesh Shlich Levar Aver only by Me'ilah, which is a Pelah. We know there's a bunch of other exceptions, but that's fine for now. Right? Tvicha Mechira, we say it. But whatever it is, if you add another Aver to it, if you add another Aveira to it, the Mishnah Nuff says that's a shot in the Rambam. Because when you add the other Aveira of lav of eating the Basar Ola and not burning it, so outs that lav, what's going to happen? You're going to say Ein Shlich Levar Aveira, and then it's not going to be Chal. So he closes by saying the tour had a different gears than the Rambam. The tour had their first Rambam where you told the Shlich to Shecht on Shabbos. Because according to the tour, the Ram holds it the first day in Taisus that the Shlichus is Chal. So if you look at that Mishnah Nuf, Hilchos Geneva, he says that the tour had a Girsa, the Ram actually holds it the first day in Taisus. When you say Ein Shlich Levar Aver, it is Chal, and even if you told them both things, you would be Chayav Arba V'Chamisha, because by Yesh Shlich Levar Aver, it's still going to be Chal like the first day in Taisus. So it emerges a Machleis Mishnah Nuf tour, does Ram hold it the first day in Taisus or like the second day in Taisus? I want to wish everyone a good Gevench, you and your families. See you next time.